Community Radio in your city. Cambridge 105.
It's just gone 7:20. Good evening, Tim, in for Julian on 105 Drive tonight. Julian back with you tomorrow, once he's finished being a child at Legoland. You may have heard me talking earlier on and also on 105 Breakfast this morning regarding, let me tweet that for you, 105 Breakfast's Twitter-related feature where they like to tweet about things that are going on in the local area. And one of the main talking points from this morning's show was speed limits in Cambridge. And they were tweeting Lewis Herbert, the leader of the county council. He's the leader of the city council, about this particular issue. And Lewis Herbert was very gracious enough to break off 5 minutes or so from his holiday to talk to Neil Whiteside just a few minutes ago.
A lot of people talking this morning on 105 Breakfast about the 20 mile an hour speed limit in Cambridge. A lot of tweeting going on as a result of the discussions we were having this morning. I thought it only fair to bring you on the radio if you could. Just first of all, to explain the thinking behind the imposition of the 20 mile an hour limit and where we are now.
Well, I guess it starts, Neil, with the fact that, like many cities, we're car dominated, and the particular focus of this scheme, which started under the Lib Dems before we took control, but we fully supported it at the time, was that on residential roads, really, the car is in control, and often it's speeding at 40 or 50 miles an hour in the early evening. So the plan and the proposition was to roll out 20 mile an hour around the city. So what we've got at the moment isn't really the full Monty. We've just got a quarter of the city with 20 mile an hour. And we've had consultations right across each quarter of the city, and each of them have supported it. So we start, Neil, with the objective, which is that we need to address, as other cities do, the fact that really we haven't got safety, road safety. We haven't got friendly roads in residential areas. Mm. But that isn't enough. We then have to say, as some of your listeners have been challenging, is this making the difference? And it's our assessment that when we roll it out right across the city, that it will really make a difference. Now, we'll wait and see, and we'll be up for testing whether or not we're able to reduce the speeds and improve the safety.
Okay, so what sort of timeline are we looking at to get the whole project done and dusted?
Well, we've got plans to basically implement the other three quarters over the next year. So before this time next summer, we'll have implemented 20 mile an hour across the city. As we said at the time, some of the budget aspects weren't properly thought through, and it's coming in at a greater cost than was originally talked about. But that was a relatively nominal £600,000. So for a city as big as Cambridge to implement this for well under £1 million is still not a massive budget. So we're talking about implementing it right across the city. And before then, we'll also be doing other measures linked to the city deal to re-engineer quite a number of city junctions and streets and areas anyway. I think the issue is to give preference to pedestrians, give preference to cyclists, and make a measurable difference to safety. So it'll all be in place in about a year's time. And then we'll be in a position working with the police to do much better enforcement. Because if you've only got it in part of the city, how can you say to the public, well, this is a real scheme?
Now, that was an interesting point you've just raised, because a couple of people saying on Twitter, a lot of people said it wouldn't work without better policing. And the police, I think I'm right in saying right at the start, were saying, we really can't enforce this. We haven't got the resources to enforce it. Is that going to... I travel Arbury Road on my daily journey from the studio to my normal place of work. And I've got to say, it's a 20-mile limit, but I've never seen a speed trap or any form of monitoring going on. Okay, it's between 9 and 9:30. It's perhaps slightly off peak, but is this actually being policed, or are people just ignoring it?
Well, I think people are absolutely right that any scheme isn't just about education and implementation. It has to be enforced. And so we do expect in discussions with the police to agree enforcement in its early months. My experience, my work in terms of a career has been in recycling, and before we implemented recycling schemes 15, 25 years ago, people said it wouldn't work. So I think there is this whole issue of belief and behaviour change, and I think we can achieve behaviour change in the city. because at that stage people will be coming into the whole of the city other than the through main routes, and they will know that they're expected to travel much slower. I don't think we will get everybody travelling at 20, but if people are doing 40 or 50, then I do believe that we'll get them travelling between 20 and 35 miles an hour max.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you, there was a situation in St Albans a few years ago now where they completely changed the one-way system around, and about 6 months into the project, somebody very bravely at St Albans Council said, you know what, this isn't working, and they actually took the steps to put the whole thing back, you know, rearrange all the traffic lights and all the signs. Could you ever foresee a time where if the numbers just don't stack up, that all this could go back to a standard 30-mile-an-hour limit in most parts of the city?
Well, it's never easy for politicians, but I can foresee the possible situation where it could be reversed. Like anything, we would also, for instance, think it's about time that the county council stopped charging £1 at park and ride. So it isn't impossible, but people have got to give it a fair trial. We've got people that have been opposed to this before it was even on the road, and we will certainly have people opposing it right from day one, Neil. And I don't think it's going to be fair until we've given it 12 months to 2 years, proper trial, proper implementation to actually review whether it's working or not. It is working in other cities. And it is imperative that we make our city safer and we get away from a car-focused culture to one where people feel much more able to cycle and walk.
Lewis, thanks ever so much for interrupting your holiday to speak to us.
Not a problem.
Thanks.
There we go. Lewis Herbert, leader of the City Council, interrupting his holiday to talk to Neil Whiteside about speed limits in Cambridge. There we go. You'll be able to hear more of that on Breakfast tomorrow morning, and the continuation of Let Me Tweet That For You as well, just after 8 o'clock.